Today on Real Ghost Stories, when you're 5 years old, the world should be filled with magic. Just not the kind of magic that haunts you.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That, in fact, it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our episodes. Put out a bunch of them for you every single day. If you'd like to listen with no ads, you can do that through Apple Podcasts. We have a premium channel over there. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. And ghostpodcast.com also has all that for you as well. So Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. And what's going on?
Well, so my sister is just now, probably about this exact moment, landing in Spain.
Wow.
Yeah. She and her oldest son, they went to go visit my niece in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm feeling a little bit jealous.
A little bit.
I think it would be so fun. I can't wait to go visit her at some point, but
yeah,
just haven't been able to do it yet. But so, yeah, I think I told her, I said, go to some haunted places. Go find something. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I bet she will. She's always, oh, yeah. Does she have anything on her agenda? Or, of course, we're talking about Kathy, who's on the show. Just everyone.
I was just said out loud. I'm like, we are talking about my sister. Yes. She has an agenda.
Yes. Yes.
She always does. But she's just one of those people who, you know, she does all the research before she goes. Yeah. So she knows where she's going. She knows primarily what art is in what museum.
Mm-hmm.
And so she will do all this diving into it. So when you go with her, she's basically like this art tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, she already has it lined up. Now, supposedly I was talking to my nephew and he's like, yeah, it's not going to be, you know, as action packed as usual trips with mom are. I'm like, are you sure? Because you are traveling with your mother.
Yeah.
but she's super great. Like, all you have to do is show up and she will, here's how we're going to get there. Here's what we're going to see when we're there. Here's where we're going to have lunch, unless we wander past another place you like better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just awesome. She like turns into a tour guide and she loves doing it.
I love her. She's great.
I do too. Even though she moved halfway across the country from me, but I'm fine with that.
I know. Well, we got a lovely ghost story here. Involving magic, imagination. Magic when it haunts you.
Children.
The
magic of ghosts with children.
I remember going to the mall to see a magician and like having my mind blown. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this guy is amazing. Then I wanted,
I remember somebody pulling out a quarter from my ear when I was a kid. And I remember going, there was a quarter in my ear and not ever thinking it was some magic trick. I literally thought for the longest time that I had been walking around that one day with a quarter in my ear.
Wow. And
that person pulled it out, thank God.
See, I thought it was magic, but I thought like, well, if you can just keep doing that, you can make a lot of money. Just keep pulling the money out of the... And then I was like, oh, that's not going to work. I don't know how to do magic. So I decided to do another way where you instantly have money come to you for somewhat magical reasons. The Tooth Fairy. There used to be these god awful like taffy things that we would get at Christmas back when candy sucked.
but you ate it anyway
because it was sugar, and it was like this like white moldable taffy, and so I hated eating them. So I got that out and I molded it into the look of a tooth. And then I, of course, went and told my dad, like, hey, I'm going to try and scam the Tooth Fairy. And I'm going to put this under my pillow and make the Tooth Fairy think it's a tooth. And I'm going to get some money. Oh, you think you're going to do that, are you? Yeah, it's going to be great. Watch. And so I did it. And then, like, there was a note. Like, don't try to, like I, it was, you know, like shaming me.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Shaming me for trying to, always trying to find some way to get the extra buck there. And unfortunately, that was not one of them. And anytime you ask mythical creatures for money, it's not usually a guaranteed. So just so you know, just, you know, the more you know type moment there. Let's go to the phone call and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hello. It's my name is Jenny, and I'm from Gainesville, Florida. I have a few stories to tell you. I have always been kind of sensitive to things that were appeared to be not of this world. My first encounter with an apparition, if it were, I went to church in a small town when I was little, and I had gone into the restroom, and I was, you know, on the commode, and I looked up. There was a cloud of smoke that was above me, and it had eyes and a mouth. And it didn't say anything to me. It just kind of was looking at me. You know, basically, I hurried up and got out of there. I didn't tell anybody, you know, because, I mean, I knew that the paranormal existed, but I wasn't too keen on the idea of sharing it with people. I think I was about 5 years old when that happened. Another crazy thing that happened was also when I was five. We moved to this trailer park, and there was a bed in the back room of one of the trailers, and it was the one that we were about to rent. And we basically signed all the paperwork and everything, and we moved in. And, you know, it was fully furnished. You know, we didn't have to buy anything or anything like that. And my mom was helping move my stuff in, and she turned around and she looked at the bed, and she about had a heart attack because the bed was her father's deathbed. Because years earlier, when she had moved to the small town, she brought that bed with her, and her ex-husband had traded it for a pack of cigarettes and some alcohol. There was that bed just sitting in there. It was her father's deathbed, and she knew it was her father's deathbed because there was still chewing gum stuck on the headboard where she had stuck it one time when she was little while taking a nap. You know, looking back on it now, I really wish she had gotten rid of that bed because, you know, I just seem kind of sick of her to let me sleep in that bed, but that's where I slept. And a few nights, you know, well, a few months actually passed with nothing happening. And then one night I was awakened by a weird noise coming from my toy box. I got up and, you know, I'm a little kid, you know, and I'm like, what's that noise coming from my toy box? So I go over there and I lift the lid, and I have these little hand puppets of The Land Before Time, because, you know, this is the 80s, this is like I got them in 1988, 89 from Pizza Hut. They were little plastic hand puppets that were molded like Land Before Time creatures. This was the 90s, or this was actually 1990, I believe, when this was happening, but I reached into the toy box, and I grabbed the Sarah one, and I was holding it in my hand, and it had its back turned to me in my hand, and I flipped it over and looked at its face, and it said in this really, really creepy voice, "Hi, my name is Sarah." And there was no voice box. There was nothing. There was no motor, you know, no motors in the face or anything, but it still moved its mouth and blinked and said, "Hi, my name is Sarah." I threw it in the toy box. I slammed the lid. I got back in bed, and I covered the blanket over my head, and I was terrified. You know, I was absolutely shocked that it just happened. And I kept telling myself that I must be dreaming, must be dreaming, must be dreaming, must be dreaming. So I went ahead and fell asleep. As time wore on, I heard things and felt things and sensed things, but I kept telling myself, just ignore it. You know, I'm little. I have an imagination. I'm just, you know, there's no reason for me to be scared of anything. You know, there's nothing there. Well, my mom wasn't very, she wasn't a very friendly person, and I'll tell you some of those stories as time wears on, because I will be calling the show again. She didn't have any friends, and so I didn't have a lot of her friends' kids to hang out with. So literally I had zero friends. And I would have tea parties with my stuffed animals. And, you know, I'd pretend like they were talking and blah, blah, blah. I had a little table and chair set. And I had one. I had a teddy bear on one side and then a stuffed little dog animal on the other side. And then the chair in front of me was empty. Out of nowhere, this little girl appeared. I can't really tell you what, you know, what color her hair was or what she was wearing or anything like that, but she told me her name was Casey. Well, Casey became my imaginary friend. We hung out a lot, like a whole bunch. She was always around me. You know, we'd ride in the car together. We were always there. My, you know, my mom thought it was just adorable that I had an imaginary friend because I used to tell her all about her, you know, how she was doing and what she was telling me and blah, blah. It was always really harmless. So, you know, she never told me any stories about how she died or what happened to her or anything like that. About a year passed, and she hung out with me and everything. Well, for some reason, she started putting bad images in my head of me attacking my mother and hurting my pets and breaking things for no reason and trying to convince me to start fires. And I just, after a while, you know, I just had to tell her no. You know, I had to tell her that I was done, that I was not going to do that. She got angry at me, but didn't scream at me or anything, but she was just really, really aggravated. And I said, no, go away. I'm done with you. Just leave me alone. I shut my eyes, opened up them again. She was gone. I never saw her again. And I was relieved, honestly. I was very relieved. But I did have a sense of something missing from me. Like when she left, she took a part of me. And it took a while to regain that back. And I missed her terribly, but I knew that if I wanted her back, then I was going to have to maybe do some of the horrible things that she was telling me to do, or she was going to get mad. Basically, on and off, things happened to me, but they weren't very notable. You know, there was stuff on the bed when I had my feet laying there. You know, I could feel things, you know, pressure on my feet and pressure on my body, like on my chest and stuff like that. But it was never anything really substantial until high school. I'm going to go ahead and cut the story off there. I will be calling back in. Have a great day, and I hope your listeners like my story. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that experience. Thoughts on that?
You know, I always think it's interesting because, you know, so often kids are dismissed. We've talked about this a lot because they have an imaginary friend. They're like, isn't that adorable? She has an imaginary friend.
And because children should be seen and not heard.
So go play with your imaginary friend and do it quietly. But I think that sometimes, you know, I do think there are imaginary friends. I really do.
Yep.
I think that kids have very, very active imaginations. I don't think just because your kid has an imaginary friend means it's a haunting.
Yeah.
But I do think that people could come, I think that they could have imaginary friends that are hauntings and they are spirits.
Yeah.
So it's weird in the fact that she's like, and she knows when it left, it was gone. She felt empty without her friend. It just, I think that would be a really strange thing to have to parent a kid through.
I think it would. It'd be because
you don't want to dismiss it and be like, oh, it's just your imagination.
No, you just.
But then how do you have another conversation other than that?
Well, and do you need to?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to correct it? Is this is letting them have that memory and you not jumping in and saying what you're seeing is not there? It's not real. You know, is that going to help anything? is that going to strengthen your relationship with the child? And are they in any danger in the future for having that memory or thinking that what they saw was
exactly.
real?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Or is that more about, you know, that person getting the satisfaction of knowing that they corrected that person?
Well, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Satisfaction of knowing that you've been corrected.
Satisfaction that no, the person that's doing the correcting gets that little.
Like, oh yeah,
yeah. Like
there are definitely people like that.
I told them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we both know people like
exactly.
That.
yes, told you. So, you know, interesting story. Thank you for sharing that. If you have a ghost story you want to share with us, do so. And, you know, here's an interesting thought. We're in the holidays right now. This is going to air in December, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're in the holidays right now, and you know, people are getting together and this and that. You know, ghost stories are always a lovely topic to talk about. In most cases, I think they are. And people
better kinda, than politics, yeah, really.
Exactly. Think about that. Maybe do some and learn some of your family's ghost stories, because those are usually interesting, because sometimes they'll involve people and places that you didn't know had a story connected to it. So if you're like, I don't know what to talk about this year, talk about ghost stories. Ask, like, say, hey, you know, I listen to this podcast. It's fun. It's entertaining. Da, 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 da. Do we have any ghost stories? Does their family have any, you know? And then,
yeah,
that's just, it's an interesting one. It's an interesting one to go ask before everybody kicks it someday. So
I think it's a good idea, actually, because it would be fun to have that conversation, which is way more fun than a lot of other conversations.
Exactly. Yeah. So bridge the gap with ghost stories this year.
I love that idea.
There you go. There's your useful advice, the more you know moment. The program for today. All right. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything we got for you, it's all there for you on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get it all ad free, commercial free, and in advance. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.